Let's face facts. In this morally bankrupt society, life can be hard as a parent.
That's why we started this podcast, to help tackle tough questions.
To build a community of support and provide a parental break.
Life can come at you fast, and society wants your children.
As a parent, it is our duty to be the leader in the fight.
We have been married for 5 years.
No topic is off limits, and we will give advice from a Christian perspective. We could all use a parental break. Hello, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Justin. Parental Break with J&K. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And today, we're going to talk about a topic that actually strikes home, doesn't it, Caitlin?
Pretty much not quite in our backyard, but it's our home.
It's our home state, yes.
Home state.
The article we're going to talk about actually dropped about 3 weeks ago. Our listeners, please bear with us. We are still trying to catch up on all of our topics.
And we might have some technical difficulties as well.
We always have technical difficulties. But today, the topic is about the South Carolina serial rapist. Honey, do you remember the story I sent you in our private chat?
Yes, I do. I didn't have time to read it, but I just looked over
it. Well, I will read it for y'all. So, it's titled South Carolina Serial Rapist, 19, whose dad works for DA, gets probation for sexually assaulting pastor's daughter. Second rape victim died, with third rape charge dismissed. And so basically, the story goes that 19-year-old Bowen Turner was basically given a mere slap on the wrist by the Orangeburg County Judge Mark Lee Dennis. Honey, how do you feel about that?
I'm outraged.
I'm more than outraged. I'm actually disgusted by our justice system.
It's failing big time.
It's failing big time. I did. You know how I said I couldn't find videos on this? Mm-hmm. I did find videos. However, they're trying to pose it as white privilege. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
I don't like it.
Let's call it what it is. It's elite privilege. Because his dad worked as a DA for Orangeburg County. And his dad is basically the one that got him off. And got him this plea deal that he entered for assault and battery instead of sexual assault. And it was because he was juvenile at the time he attacked Chloe Bess at a house party in 2019. And this is the thing that will probably make you mad, Caitlin. Did you hear he don't have to register as a sex offender?
That is ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous. Here's the thing. They said if in 5 years after his probation is over with, he's done everything the courts asked him to do, and he hadn't sexually assaulted another victim, which I highly doubt he's going to not reoffend, because let's face it, he's done it 3 times.
Once a sex offender, always a sex offender.
I agree with that, yes.
But, let me take that. Well, no.
Well, go ahead and say what you're going to say.
Some people can change.
I agree, but this person also...
they still have to be called that.
Yeah, this criminal record will likely be expunged, despite having 50 house arrest violations. Did you hear about the house arrests that he had? Mm-mm. Oh my goodness. Let's talk about that. So, he visited golf courses. He went out of state. He even visited one of the rape victims' grave, because one of them passed away. Dallas Stoller, unfortunately, succumbed to her injuries from the rape and took her own life back in November of 2021. And honestly, the reason why I want to talk about this is because we need to make this person famous, not in the good way either. Because South Carolina, what are you doing? Why are you letting this guy get off with sexual assault? And this is what brings us to our topic today, that the elite harbors evil. Because that's what it is. You got people in Hollywood that do sketchy things behind the scenes and don't get any, don't have to face any consequences. But let it be an average Joe, and it's automatic jail time. You have NFL players that will sexually assault victims and be playing on the field. They'll get a little suspension, a little slap on the wrist, and be playing on the field literally in like 6 weeks later. It's this kind of ideology that's wrong with this society. You have people out there that thrive on this kind of stuff. This is one of them. He thrives on sexual assault. He thrives on breaking the law. And this is why I have a problem with this topic, because if you read the latest story that I sent you, Caitlin.
Like I said, I haven't had time.
Okay.
I've been working.
All right. That brings us to our next story here. So, this was dropped May 2nd. And it's titled from Daily Mail, Exclusive. Family of accused serial rapist Bowen Turner, 19, harassed victims' parents and demand they stop speaking about her suicide because it dampens his bright future.
What bright future does he have?
He shouldn't even have a future.
His future will be sitting in a jail cell.
It should be. And basically, the gist of this story was Bowen was represented by the state senator as his attorney. His father, Walt, previously worked for the prosecutor's office that charged him. Dallas, of course, killed herself November of last year before the case went to trial. Prosecutors then dropped the charges against Bowen because she wasn't around to testify. In April, Dallas' grieving parents received a call from someone phoning on Bowen Turner's behalf. And they basically said that they were sorry, but they must stop speaking publicly about the case because it dampens his bright future.
Wait, he had someone to call on his behalf?
Yeah, he had a representative.
He's a big baby. I think he needs to publicly apologize to her family.
Well, I wouldn't go to that.
Why not?
I think he should honestly be behind bars.
And that too. But most importantly, he needs to apologize to the families.
Yes. But these families aren't ever going to get closure from this. One of the videos I saw was a Chloe Best saying, you know, this closed one chapter, but I'm just starting the next chapter of the book. And how does that make you feel, that she's doesn't have any closure from this? Caitlin?
It makes me sad because she needs closure.
Yes, she does.
She's a victim.
She is very much a victim.
He is not. He is clearly not a victim.
And see, that's the problem I have with this whole story, is he's trying to make himself out to be the victim.
Yeah, I want to go back to my comment that's been bugging me now. What I said earlier about some people can change. But when they do change, they still have to be called a sex offender.
They have to be held accountable.
Yes.
If Tyrion's listening to this, I bet you he would be chuckling right now because you basically said the word he loves accountability.
Oh.
Yes, he needs to be held accountable for his actions. And it's things like this that I'm not going to call it white privilege because it's not white privilege. That's the problem I'm having with a lot of videos I'm seeing. They're trying to make it out that he's, because he's white, that's why he got off. No, he got off because his father was a former DA for the prosecution. That's a conflict of interest, honestly, in my opinion.
It's because daddy has money.
Yes. And we see this all the time. Let's talk about Hunter Biden. He has this laptop that...
Can we go back to that one just real quick? I got something to say. Just know he can run. He can hide. But when he faces God one day, he will be taken accountable for it.
Oh, well, here's one of the things.
Do you have anything to say about that?
Yes, that's true. But here, going back to the story. On April 13th, Dallas's mother, Michelle Stoller, received a phone call from an unknown number. The caller said his name was Adam, and he was phoning on the behalf of Bowen Turner. They said Bowen was sorry for what he had done, but could we stop speaking to the media because he has an extremely bright future, and all of this was dampening it. Saying that to parents who have just buried their daughters. What about Dallas's future? She doesn't even have one because of him.
Yep.
And that's true.
And it's so
she
sad.
Does not have a future anymore because of him. And this was basically a slap in the face to the Stoller family. And I'm sorry.
She needs justice. All these victims needs justice.
Yes, they do. And then Jennifer Turner, who's the mother, actually called and told Ms. Stoller, could you cease and desist? This is what Stoller said when Jennifer Turner, Bowen's mother, called. I chose not to answer the call. I didn't have anything to say. I didn't need to hear about problems we were causing for Bowen. I didn't feel like it was appropriate. I felt anger and surprise. But then you're appalled. I don't care about his future in light of what happened to my daughter. It's surprising and appalling. Mr. Stoller, a part-time sheriff's deputy, said. The family has now asked a judge to issue a permanent restraining order. First, it was on Mr. Bowen himself. But now it's the entire family because of this phone call. They and the Best family say Bowen received special treatment because he was represented by State Senator Brad Hutto because his father works in the court system in the small town. As they said, it's the good old boy system. It's all power, politics, and privilege. Turner's family are obviously well-connected. They're in the country club area. We live on a farm. Dallas and Bowen were friends when he allegedly raped her in October 2018. He was arrested in 2019 and released on bond. Later that year, he attacked Chloe Best, a 16-year-old, at a party in the same town. She reported him, and he was arrested on suspicion of sexual assault. Now, not only that, in November 2021, both girls were waiting for their day in court when Dallas, who was by then a senior in college, took her own life. Her family do not want to reveal exactly how she died, which is understandable.
Yeah.
Beyond saying that it was from self-inflicted wound. She was found inside her roommate. For 3 years, her family say she had been quietly suffering while watching the persistent support for Bowen from the small town, from their small town. People started sending me screenshots of stuff on media, social media, that had been posted at the time. We don't have Dallas's cell phone, but people are sending us all this stuff. It's saying, "We love you, Bowen. Hashtag free Bowen. We believe in you." I'm sorry. Evil and elite harbors that evil. And this is an exact example of this, Caitlin. But, I mean, like I said, we can even go as far as talking about the elite harboring the evil in society as far as Hunter Biden.
Yep.
Hunter Biden basically has gotten ahead in life because his daddy is so hooked up in politics and is now president of this United States. It's people like this that don't get that accountability when something goes wrong.
All I gotta say is money is not everything.
Well, money is not everything, yes. But it's things like this. Oh my gosh, some of the injuries that Dallas had. And it's these kind of things. I just have a problem with this whole story because this guy has a future still, apparently. Even though, you know, they will soil the name. And I guarantee you, this is why this story came out about the family reaching out to the Best family and the Stoller family is because the story was ran on NBC News. And I think I have the video somewhere. Let me see if I have that video. Let's see here. Anyways, Caitlin, do you want to say anything while I'm trying to look for this video?
It's nothing to do with our topic, but this week is Teacher Appreciation Week. And we just want to tell all the teachers thank you for all that you do, especially our past teachers that we had when we were growing up and in high school. And Justin in college, I didn't get to go to college, but I would like to one day. But they're great. And I'm a daycare teacher. I know that's kind of different than public school teacher, but I'm still a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And yep, that's about it. Do you want to tell them how potty training is going?
Oh, it's going great.
Addie filled up her chart today.
Yeah.
She was so excited.
Can I have this video? I don't know if I did.
It's okay if you can't find it. We could put it in the next one.
I think we'll have to do that because
it's getting late and
yeah.
You gotta go work tomorrow.
Yeah, I do have to go to work tomorrow. I didn't put it in yet.
It's okay.
It's okay. But it's things like this that I'm sorry, this society is so backwards.
It's messed up.
It's very messed up. The thing I will have to say is He may not be held accountable on this earth, but he'll have to face God one day.
Yep. Well, that's what I've said. You're basically just re-saying what I said.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying basically verbatim what you said. Fair enough. but it's disgusting.
It makes me sick.
It does. But, I mean, you see it in this society now. I mean, there's a topic that we don't want to talk about. But let's talk about Disney. How they, you know, take in child predators into their parks. And they, and we're supposed to let our children go play in the parks with these child predators. Disney harbors evil as well. And it has made me really think about, you know, getting rid of Disney. Very seriously. Because it's things like this that I have a problem with.
No, not really.
You want to talk about any other topics? That, how about we'll touch this a little bit. What do you think about the whole thing coming down about Roe v. Wade? I mean, it hasn't been fully decided on. It's a draft, obviously. But it's got the left freaking out, and I absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. Because it basically says that you have to be held accountable for your actions now.
Yeah. I mean, it's about time.
It is. Sure. I think this is society's way of trying to somehow not face the wrath of God. But they're going to have to in the end.
I just wish people would just be like, quit running away from him and... because they know that they're going to face him one day.
Yes. Yes. And, did you see what Lewis Hamilton said?
No, I don't like him. I'm going to pray for him.
Okay. So, for those of you that don't know, I'm a Formula One racing fan.
Junkie.
Yeah, let's call it junkie. Fair enough.
And NASCAR junkie.
Yeah.
Go Chase Elliott.
But she makes me laugh. It basically says here, because they're racing here in the U.S. this week in Miami. He said on Instagram, I love being in the States, but I can't ignore what's going on right now and what some in the government are trying to do to the women who live here. Everyone should have the right to choose what they do with their bodies. We cannot let that choice be taken away. End quotes. How you feel about that, Caitlin?
He just needs to sit down.
Well, he's one of these ones that's always trying to start trouble in many different governments. And
it's like he starts trouble and then he like backs out from it and then he doesn't take accountability. Yeah.
Fair enough, because he's one of those rich elites, too. Yeah. Stuck up. Some people will say, oh, but he donates to charity. Yeah, but he does it when people are looking. I guarantee you he doesn't do it when people aren't looking.
He wants people to look at him.
Yes. Yes, he's one of these ones that's an attention getter. Just like Bowen Turner.
Yep.
Bowen Turner is a major attention getter.
Yep.
Because why else would you reach out to the family to tell them to stop talking about his bright, trying to dampen his bright future? I just don't understand where we are going as a society. And what I can say to you parents is have your children be careful with who they friend with. I don't want to call it control, because that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying control who they become friends with, but listen to details about their supposed friends. Listen to the way things happen with their friends. And I know your kids may hate you for it. But here's the thing. You are not to try to make friends with your children. They have to understand that you're a parent first.
Parent first, friend last.
Friend very much so last. And it's things like this that, with this being the National Day of Prayer, we need to pray. We need to seriously pray. Because our society is falling apart. When you are talking about being on the verge of a civil war because you can't kill babies, there's something wrong with this society. Yeah. I still think there's hope, but that hope is dwindling really fast. And it's dwindling to the point where I'm preparing myself for God to come back. Yeah. I'm trying to get myself in a row. I'm not accepting things like I should, like past me would have done. I've put away the old toys. I put away childish things of this world now, because this society has fallen by the wayside. And there's no hope for this society, honestly, in my opinion. I think there is still just a tad bit of hope, but it's fading really, really fast. But Caitlin, with all the doom and gloom, anything you want to talk about? It's kind of been a dark episode.
Pretty much. I don't think so. Not on top of my head.
What are your true feelings about Mr. Bowen Turner? I mean, you believe everybody deserves forgiveness at some point in their life, but they have to seek God first.
Yeah.
Do you believe that he deserves that forgiveness if he seeks God?
To a point.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he still needs to serve the time.
He does.
Like that saying goes, if you do the crime, you do the time.
Yeah.
And he's just getting away. And that's
5 years of probation.
That's not good enough.
In your own home.
Mm-mm. And the way the years are going now,
and the way
tomorrow,
and the way the court documents say it, he's going to violate it.
Yeah,
not maybe sexually assaulting someone, because maybe his parents will keep a more watchful eye on him. But he's still going to go golfing. He's still going to go do these other things instead of staying in his home like he's supposed to.
Teachers in that article he was fishing with a friend.
Yeah,
I'm surprised he has friends.
Well, I mean, you read the story that he had people that said, "We love you, Bowen, and hashtag free Bowen."
I bet he paid him.
I have a feeling he paid the court to drop the charges down to a lenient or sentence. But, I mean, we could even talk about, because, like I said, I don't want to talk about this being white privilege, because it's not. Because if it was white privilege, I would think there would be more to it than this. We can even go back to Loudoun County. Our favorite person in Loudoun County.
Not mine. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, we bring him up all the time, but he's not facing any jail time. Why? Because they consider it a hate crime. Sexual deviancy is the norm now. You have the person in California They end up only serving a certain amount of years in juvenile detention. Because at the time that they picked them up, they identified as a woman.
And there was an article that you sent me earlier about this 13-year-old girl was gang raped. And then when she went and told the police, who she thought she could trust with her life, when she went to report it, the police officer there did the same thing to her again.
Yeah. Well,
that's very sick.
I will say this about that one. Because it was in another country.
I know their rules are different than ours.
Yes. But
a crime's a crime, and that is a big crime.
Yes. Now that you brought that story up, let's talk about that. So a 13-year-old girl went to a police station to report that she was gang raped. The officer taking her complaint allegedly raped her himself before fleeing. He was later caught and arrested in the latest sexual abuse crime to rock India. Four men had lured the girl away and gang raped her for 4 days, father said. So they did eventually arrest the police officer.
They need to get the other four people.
I think they're still at large. I'm not really sure.
I hope they get them soon.
I hope so too. But, I mean, going back to Disney, did you ever read that story about the girl that was raped on a cruise from a guy from India? And instead of prosecuting the guy in the States, they just sent him back to India and told the girl to not say anything?
Mm-mm. That is wrong on so many
levels. See, we're harboring sexual deviancy. Like I said, it's the norm now. It's heartbreaking.
It really is.
It really is. But let's end this on a good note, though.
Okay.
How was your day?
That's good.
That's good. That's good. A little hot today, though.
I about passed out a few times.
Yeah. Because even in the darkest time, especially if you're a Christian follower that listens to our podcasts, we may give you dark stories like this, but realize your hope is in Jesus Christ. And that at the end of the day, we need to focus on Him. With this being the natural day of prayer, especially, and see, that's the bad thing about media now. The whole thing has been caught up in on Roe versus Wade and kind of forgot that it was National Day of Prayer. Have you ever heard the story about how the National Day of Prayer started?
No.
I may tell you this off the podcast because Odin was telling me this. By the way, I was on a podcast earlier with Odin of Winner's Call. It's on YouTube. I will actually link it in the description of this podcast so you guys can go watch it. He basically interviewed me. So, yeah. Anyways, Caitlin, you got something on your mind. I see the gears moving in your brain.
For the first time since I've ever met this man, he has drunk 4 water bottles full of water.
I gotta say, I love my circle water bottle.
Yeah. Tell them what you got me for my early Mother's Day gift.
By the way, to all the mothers out there,
if we don't get a chance,
if we don't do a podcast on Sunday, because we might not, I haven't decided yet. We may do it on Saturday. And then in that case, we'll do the same thing.
Do it again. Yeah.
We wish all the mothers out there happy Mother's Day. You're the reason why your kids grow up and become thoughtful people in society. Because of your strength, your kids can carry on. Especially my mother. If she listens, I don't think she'll listen to this podcast. Do you think she will?
She might. She might link it to her.
Yeah.
And my mom too.
Because of who I am today is because of you, Mom. Because you kept fighting for me. Because that's what a mother does. She fights for their children. All these people out here that, again, I guess we're going to get back into the dark side of the podcast. When you see stories of mothers that neglect their children or allow their children to get in a situation. Now, I'm not saying like a situation that they didn't know could happen. But get in a situation because of their own negligence, that's not a mother. A mother continues to fight for their kid to the day. To the end of the day, when the battle is still going on, they're always fighting. Caitlin, you want to say anything about your mother?
Yeah, my mom is a very strong woman. She has been through a lot in her life. But I think the biggest challenge was last year when she found out that she had colon cancer. And she fought her fight and she beat it sometime in January, not mid-January, I think, of this year. So we are so happy that she's still here. And I just love you, Mommy.
No. Oh, so mushy.
Yeah, I still call her Mommy.
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 Ours just says Ma.
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 Yeah, it was Mommy, and then, or Mama, then it was Mommy. And then I think she called me Mother one day.
Yeah.
When she got mad. Ma. She's like, Mother.
And now, pretty soon, it's just going to be Bruh.
Probably.
That's our joke every time we talk about it.
But no, she's... Addie is... I don't know. I just love her.
You're a wonderful mother.
Even though I don't feel like it sometimes.
You should always feel like it because you're a wonderful mother to our daughter. Wow, we're getting to the mushy part of it. It's great because, I mean, we went so dark, but I think we should also save that if we do a podcast on Saturday. What do you think?
Yeah. We can talk about mothers and talk about, I guess, our mom's life stories.
Or... But our next podcast is going to be on Roe v. Wade. Are you ready for that topic?
No, not really.
Strap in. It's going to be a fun ride because that's going to be a topic because I found out some more material that I'm going to tell you about after this podcast is over with. Which, but, go ahead.
Anyway, about my early Mother's Day present, I got my hair done.
Hair did.
And I love it. And then we went to Walmart because I heard that they had Circle water bottle, the TikTok water bottle, as I call it. And because I got my mom one for Christmas because that's all she wanted was a Circle water bottle. And I didn't believe the hype. So I kind of let her be my guinea pig. And then we went to Walmart last night after my haircut and took us a little while, but we got it.
It was funny.
And
because I wanted SodaStream so bad.
We were looking right there. We just didn't look down far enough. Well, it was on the very last row.
Yeah.
See, I went back to look for a new lunchbox or just look at what they had. They didn't have many options whatsoever. But I looked down and I'm like, oh my goodness, my Circle water bottle. So I grabbed it and grabbed two extra flavor thingies. And I went back and he's like, what did you get? And then he, I let him try it, and he loved it.
And now I got one, and I love it.
Yes, like he has drunk. When he told me he drunk 4 water bottles full of water, I did not believe him at all. Because this is the guy that will take, I think I counted one day in your lunchbox, you had 6
Diet Pepsis.
But you drink probably 10 a day.
Really, 10?
You drank some in the morning.
I always count.
Yeah, well, you drank a few in the morning, however many you drank at work. And then you drink, well, I know at least 4 when you get home.
Yeah, well.
So, no, I'm surprised your kidneys ain't on fire.
At least it's not beer.
Well, true. But that is no excuse, though.
I know.
Dark drinks hurt your kidneys and bladder and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Well, anyways, so I guess we need to end this podcast.
Yeah, it's getting late.
Well, thank you for joining us for Parental Break with Jay and Kate. I'm Justin.
And I'm Caitlin.
And we'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.
In South Carolina, this man charged with 2 sexual assaults pleads guilty to lesser crimes and goes home without serving time in prison.
I need you to tell me that you're guilty of committing assault and battery in the first degree.
The alleged victim's family's outraged.
He completely violated me. And so for him to be charged with something that doesn't even fit the crime, that just makes no sense to me.
It looks like he received an award for bad behavior.
Prosecutors in Bramber County, South Carolina, say Bowen Turner, 16 years old at the time, sexually assaulted his classmate, Dallas Stoller, in April of 2018 while at a high school party. Her father says he recalls when she came home.
She's also very, very, very upset. Dallas, where did this come from? What's going on with this?
Turner was arrested and charged with first-degree criminal sexual conduct.
He had a house arrest GPS monitor. His attorneys requested for that GPS monitor to be removed in April of 2019. The court agreed.
In 2019, while he was out on bond, another alleged assault of then-16-year-old Chloe Bess at a party in Orangeburg County. He was arrested again.
How did they let this happen? They were in charge and supposed to be watching over him.
Turner was charged with first-degree criminal sexual assault.
He then forced her to the ground, and, Your Honor, a sexual assault took place at that time. Your Honor, this case is very similar to the original incident.
She did not resist. She did not scratch. She did not punch. She did not call out. When asked point blank, did she say no? She didn't. Well, guess what? You know, you just have sex on the ground with a boy you don't even know. And you get up and you feel ashamed.
On Friday, Bowen Turner pleaded guilty to lesser charges of assault and battery in the case involving Chloe Bess and received a sentence of 5 years of probation under the Youthful Offender Act.
When I first found out that that was even an option to be offered to him, I immediately was like, absolutely not.
If he has completed 5 years without any violation, that done all of the counseling necessary, then he will not have to register as a sex offender.
There's no words to describe how I was feeling. It was almost surreal.
We also learned at that same time that the Second Circuit Solicitor's Office would also be dismissing the case involving Dallas Stoller.
Dallas Stoller passed away in November of 2021.
The day before my 52nd birthday, I lost my baby girl. And that's just tough. She tried to keep going in spite of what happened to her 3.5 years ago.
Adding to the outrage, the family's attorney filed court documents pointing to GPS monitoring data, alleging Turner violated the rules of his house arrest dozens of times, visiting golf courses, restaurants, and stores while he was supposed to be at home. Ford says the judge did not allow them to argue the motion to revoke bond.
It suggests to me someone who slipped through the cracks, but it also suggests to me that there was a lack of accountability.
We reached out to Bowen, his attorney, and the prosecutors trying the case and have not heard back.
After Friday, I feel like a chapter is closed, but I'm not done with the book yet. I wake up every day and think about it.
All right, Issa joins us now in studio. So, Issa, you know, we heard the judge there talk about this young man not being put on the sex offender registry, but we're also talking about a case of sexual assault.
That's right, Tom. The key thing to remember here is that Bowen Turner did not plead guilty to sexual assault charges, even though he was charged for those as an adult, by the way, even though he was a minor at the time of the incidents. And what Barbara McQuaid, our legal analyst, said is that that is very, very common in sexual assault cases for the defendant to be offered a plea deal to lesser charges. Now, usually, she said, the victim's input should be considered in this decision-making process. And that is what these families, both the Stallers and the Besses, do not feel happened here, and they're really upset about that. Tom, we did reach out to the judge who sentenced Bowen Turner on Friday. He said that he could not give us any information about the case because of ethical reasons.
Thank you.
Guys, we have now reached 10 episodes. If you want to be a guest on our podcast, please email us at the email provided. Caitlin and I have decided after 10 episodes, we are now going to allow guests. So if you're interested, email us. We will email you back. We hope you have a blessed one, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.